I'm not sure how this is going to work. I'm really not sure how this is all going to work. I'm sitting in my apartment now. I'm looking at the thermometer. It says 74 degrees. Outside is probably, I would say, outside is probably maybe 55, 60. Well, let me tell you, let me find out right now what it is. That's what it's saying. 63 degrees outside right now. And I'm sitting in my apartment. It's 63 degrees outside. My in-house thermometer says it's 73 degrees in the building. I got a space heater over there. I just turned it off. I feel a draft along my feet, along my ankles, through my pants. And for whatever reason, I'm cold. I'm always sitting in cold in here. That's why I got a freaking thermometer in here. I'm sitting in here and I'm cold, and I don't understand why I'm cold. But the question is, I'm sitting in here now, going through this, feeling this. I literally feel like there's a draft, like, flying through my, I can feel it. I can definitely feel it. In fact, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to close off the, I'm going to shut the bedroom door and put plastic under the bedroom door to see if I stopped it. I also got plastic under the patio doors at the other side of the apartment to try to nullify that. And there's probably some air coming in from the main door, but I got to stop this. This is ridiculous. I'm sitting here and I'm cold. Hold on. Okay. I got the bathroom door shut. The bedroom door. The bedroom has a big patio window. Big window, sliding glass. It's fairly insulated, but it gets freezing in there. If I shut the door, it gets freezing in there. So what I did was I shut the bedroom door and I stuffed plastic under the door to try to keep the air. And it does feel, I do definitely feel a little difference. It's not as much air flying in under a draft on my legs, and I'm sitting in there cold. So I got a space heater sitting over here. But the main question is, the big question being, if I'm sitting, if it's 63 degrees here, and I'm sitting in my apartment, I'm cold, what's it going to be like when I go to Ohio? What's it going to be like when I go to Chicago? What's it going to be like when I go to Cleveland? In February. Am I supposed to do these things? Am I supposed to realistically go to these places and expect to survive? I don't know what to think. I just don't know what to think anymore. How am I going to survive in such inhumane conditions? I'll tell you one way. Them people back there, they keep their houses warm. They have furnaces. See, they live through winter. They know how to handle winters. They know what winters are about. They know what winters are supposed to do and what winters... Ooh, that looks good for an integrated camera. No, that's not the integrated camera. That's this camera. Okay. Yeah, my bad. I'm supposed to be talking to you guys. I keep forgetting. I'm supposed to be talking to you guys like you guys are you guys. Like there's somebody actually out there who's you guys. There's somebody out there listening to you, boy. Ain't nobody listening to you, Negro. You just talking to yourself. And you know what? Do you know what? You like it that way. You like it, nobody being out there. You like nobody watching these because you really just want to talk to yourself. You don't want to be obligated to anybody. That is your problem, Mr. Mitchell. You do not want to be obligated to anybody. And in exchange for that, you don't want anybody obligated to you. In fact, when people do things for you, you feel weird and funny. You want them to stop because you know human beings will do this, they'll do that, they'll do that. And then they'll turn around and say, oh, well, didn't I just da 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 da? Could you? And you're like, See, I don't want to go too far deep into it, but I think I done started it, so we got to at least dive into it just a little bit. It's probably only two or three people that I ask for anything. There's only two or three people that I usually ask for anything. And in those situations, I feel that they are compensated for the ask. I feel that I've done or I reciprocate or something for the ask, for that specific request. I shy away from relationships relationships is the word, where me and another entity have an ongoing understanding that I'm there for you, you're here for me. And I say this because I truly believe that I don't ask for much. I don't believe I ask or depend on people for much. That may not be the case. You know, it may be that, you know, it was pointed out to me that I don't necessarily ask for things, but I kind of ask for things. I have a way of putting things out there, knowing the personality of certain people who will grab it and take it and run with it without me directly asking. But I do have a problem, and I will have to say I do have a problem being obligated to people. I do have a problem with that. I used to say a long time ago, I'll sleep under a bridge. I'll sleep under a bridge before I'll be indebted or endowed or obligated to another person. It's just too difficult for me. Now, having said that, which was completely off of the topic of which I started this thing, this is what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about right here. From 63 to 46. 63 degrees, 46. Humidity is 90% though. You see that? The humidity is 90%. And I think that makes it feel a little bit warmer to me. You see that humidity, 90%? Whereas that humidity, if I can get it clean, come on, focus. Is that humidity is 42%. 63 degrees at 42%, wind at 2 miles an hour. And I think the other one was 46 degrees. Humidity was like 80, 90%, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Does that make a difference? Is that going to make a difference? Is that going to make a difference? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? But I will say, when I'm back in that cold, that Ohio, Chicago, Cleveland cold, whatever, I dress differently. The whole attitude is differently. You come at it, you go at it differently. You just go at the whole process differently. So your mindset is in a different era. Maybe here I feel like I should be warm all the time when I shouldn't be. In fact, you know what? Let me tell you something right now. Last two nights, I slept in pajamas. I got like 4 blankets on top of a sheet, and I slept in my pajama bottoms. I guess you can call them pajama bottoms. They're pants you could wear outside. I mean, it's like that flannel, you know, checkered stuff, full-length pants, and a T-shirt. I slept in pajamas, and it felt good, and with the door shut. And that's just because my apartment out here doesn't have a heater. There's no heater in here. There's no heater. It's only an air conditioner, and it doesn't blow warm air. So only I got a space heater here. This is how we look at coldness in California. This is our idea of what, you know, cold is. This is how we treat cold. Like people in San Francisco don't have screens because they're not worried about flies. Saw that on a tour a couple decades ago. I don't know how true or not that is. A lot of windows in San Francisco, you say they don't have screens because they don't have a fly problem. You know, like they probably got one now, though, with all the... No, I shouldn't have said that. But I will say this one thing about San Francisco, just to say something provocative or weird or off the wall, just to get that in. When I see homeless people in LA, you can see how they roll up, you know, they set themselves up, roll over, curled up to go to sleep. You know, I see a lot of homeless people, but you can see how they just kind of propped themselves or got themselves in a position to go to sleep. When I went to San Francisco and stayed in the Tenderloin, I went from, I guess, Union Station or Civic Station, whatever it was, from the airport. I had to walk to my hotel. I saw more people. They were slumped over as if they passed out or they nodded off or something. You could tell by their posture and the way their body was that they just didn't lay down to go to sleep. Whatever happened, they fell out or whatever. It was more than one of them. It was more than I'm used to seeing. And I'm used to seeing homeless people a lot. But that's one thing in San Francisco I did notice. Yeah, you see people, they were just the way they were like turned over or like slumped over something or like literally even hanging off of something or getting ready to fall or something. And you can see they're out, you know. I saw, you know, a few of those, a lot of those people. They have a situation up in San Francisco. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's still a beautiful city. You know, still it was nice being in the city, the hills and architecture, the way the structures are, how you have like a market, like a food market, like a store. And then the apartments, brownstones, whatever, townhouses, whatever those are on the street. Then you have like a gas station and everything's built like up and kind of close. And like I said, the architecture, the, you know, ornaments, ornamental stuff like that. But not sure how I got on that topic, but you know what another topic is? That's what I'm talking about. Y'all see that? That 205? Look at that. That 205. Is that beautiful? Is that 205? Is that 205 beautiful to you? It's beautiful to me. That 205 is beautiful to me. Now, granted, I'm 205 today. The way I fly and the way I eat, I'm taking Mr. Scale with me. By the time I get on the scale where I'm going, the numbers should be really, really right. The numbers should be really, really right. But the next 2 weeks or so, whenever, what I'm about to go through, I have to maintain. It's very difficult, but I'm going to have to maintain. There's a lot of good food back there. And then people cook. There's a lot of good food back there that you can get from, you know, fast food, whatever foods that I grew up with, whatever, my Wedgwood pizza, you know, there are different kind of foods back there. You know, it's not so much that I grew up with. It's probably I just grew up with that style of cooking. Because there's something about the way they cook back there. Like, you go to New Orleans, there's a certain way they cook. You go to, the Southwest, there's definitely, you know, a certain way they cook. There's different ways, styles of cooking. The Midwest has a style, their own. And that's what I grew up on. So the pizza back there and the chicken and the stuff, the food back there, the way people cook back there, is probably a little nuance to it or a little something different and maybe not even stand out to where you can put your finger on it. But it seems like I can taste the difference. There's a certain way the food is made back there. And it seems like overall, like you go to New Orleans, anywhere you go to New Orleans, the food is good. And that just blows my mind. How the hell you can go anywhere in the place and the food is good everywhere? You know, so if you go to New York, you know, you get that, they have a certain style of food. Well, I eat the street food there. It was mostly pizza and stuff on the street. But it's still, you know, it's consistently good. So I get back there, I eat in place, then you got that. You got the weather. Get my steps in. Sometimes it's too cold to get your steps in, but I'm going to take my galoshes. I'm going to take this, some of that. Hopefully, my idea is to get out there and get those steps in the elements, to get out there and get them steps in elements. Not so much on my glider, or my ex-wife and them got a treadmill or elliptical or something like that. Or even, I was thinking about even joining the gym, $15 a month, join Planet Fitness, and just go to Planet Fitness and get on their treadmill. You know, as opposed to just walking around in circles in the mall. You know, I've done that before. Even with granddaughter, you know, I pushed a stroller around the mall to get steps, and it wasn't too horrible. It wasn't too horrible getting steps, you know. And I think I even got steps in the mall shooting video, doing podcasts around Southern Park Mall. So, you know, I ain't impressed, but I do like walking the streets. For whatever reason, I like walking the streets and just seeing and being stimulated and being out. So that's a consideration. And there's also the time change, the 3-hour time difference. That kind of throws my metabolism off, makes me maybe lazy or this way or that way, to where I, you know, just make it to the point where I can just settle neat. And also, full disclosure, then black and miles. That's probably why that number is so low today. It's probably them damn black and miles. And I said I didn't want to start doing them during the week, but I did. And the reason I said I'm gonna start doing, I went ahead and did them this week because I said, because I'm gonna be traveling, and I'm not gonna want to do them around granddaughter. In fact, chances are I won't do them around granddaughter. Wait till she sleep, or after she go to bed, then I'll go out, you know, and hit one or two like that. But you know, hopefully it won't get a all. And I say hopefully because it won't be an all day thing. I can't be waking up smoking them things. That would be that. If that happens, that's a failure. That'd be a failure on my part. I consider that a failure. If it get to a point, and then, but even with the failure, that means I just have to regroup. You have to, you know, regroup, get yourself back together. You know, you failed, quote unquote, failed. You got to stop, readjust, get back to where you need to be. You know, if I should slip to that point, because not before work, because it's just the whole vibe. It's like getting high before you got to work. Well, I guess some jobs you can do that, but my job was where getting high, work would just ruin the high. Why even get high? Because work is going to ruin it. And the high is going to ruin work, and work is going to ruin the high. So it's just, you know, better to go straight and wait till after work or do whatever, drinking or whatever. I never really drank before work. Never really drank before work. I was alcoholic. I drink beer every day. Took a damn near 12-pack of beer every day after work or whatever. Sometimes I wake up drinking on the weekends and be drunk, sleep by the time the games come on. And the games came on here at 10 a.m. By 10 a.m., I'm already out of it. Sleep or whatever. That's how I was. It's all or nothing for me. Either I got to do it or I don't. And a lot of times I choose not to. You know, I choose don't. I can't. There's no moderation. So that's, you know, with the Black and Miles thing back there, helped me with my weight at 205. Definitely is my appetite. I don't have to eat or whatever. I'm, you know, something, nervous system, energy, appetite, whatever. Maybe just being, have something to do, a distraction, you know, boredom, you know, instead of eating out of boredom, smoke out of boredom, I don't know. But we'll see. Do that 205 in that cold. That's what I'm talking about, 205 in that cold. You know?